VFL Carl Pickens. Hey, Carl, what's going on, brother? How are you, man?
I'm good, Eric. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing good. So you got me, Brian Rice, and we want to talk to you about Johnny Majors. First off, what was your gut reaction learning this morning that that your football coach has passed away?
Well, I got to tell you, I was on my way to Murphy, North Carolina. I was driving up from Atlanta, and I got a text. I got one text, and then I get another one, and then my sister called me, and then, you know, now I'm talking to you. It's sad. You know, I was Coach Major's biggest fan. I tell you, he had left me a message about a week ago, and prior to that, we had kept in contact. We would talk every now and then. I've still got the messages that he left me. I'll probably never erase them. Just sad. I mean, just a hell of a coach, hell of a person. Was always fair. Was always just straight up. I mean, this is sad, you know, because again, we had talked a few months ago, and we left each other messages. He had called me one time. He was on his way to Nashville to speak at some event a couple of months ago. He left me a message, and then he left me a message last week. So it's disappointing, but I hate it. But I'm just glad that I got an opportunity to be around him for 3 or 4 years, and then after that, just sad.
Talking with Vol for Life, Carl Pickens. Carl, you know, one of the things that I think that we as, and not just as Tennessee football players alike, but as young 18 to 22 year old young men growing up, learning, some people are more vocal than others, but all of us are very perceptive, and we hear everything and watch everything. And one of the things that I hear from a lot of guys that played for Coach Majors, and this is one of the attributes that I think all great coaches have, but they're genuine, they're honest, and they're passionate. Can you speak to just how to the passion that he had for football, and the kind of affection that had on the rest of you guys?
Sure, Coach Majors. I mean, his passion was for football was just very high. He played football. He understood football. He coached it. He taught it. And he just demanded just that. He taught us that discipline, you know, the attention to detail, and it carried over. I mean, one of the main lessons that I'm never going to forget about Coach Majors was he would always say, always be 5 minutes early for everything and anything. And even to this day, I mean, if you tell me 10 o'clock, you know, I'm there at 9:55. It's just his just presence. I mean, this guy was a legend. And just the way he handled all the personalities that were on the teams when I was there, you know, he brought us all together. And, you know, we thought as one, we worked as one, we played as one. Just an unbelievable man in every form, every fashion, every way. You know, you can think about it, more than just a football player, more than just a coach, you know, more than just a person, just a truly genuine individual. And it's sad again, because again, we've kept in touch. You know, I keep in touch with my old receiver coaches and Coach Fulmer and Kippy Brown and Charles Coe, and but Coach Majors, man, he's at the top. He's the pinnacle. He's just the one. I mean, you know, Coach Fulmer was the offensive coordinator, and Coach Fulmer was just, I mean, he was the real deal, man. He came to Murphy in 88, recruited me, and from that day on, I mean, we just had this bond, this relationship, this understanding. And, you know, that carried over into, you know, things off the field. You know, we would talk about stuff off the field, you know, other than football. So he knew me, you know, in more ways than one. He knew me other than, you know, being a football player. He got to know me as an individual, and, you know, that carries a lot of weight, and it still does. Like I said, I try to be 5 minutes early for everything. So because of him, you know, and it's disappointing, but I understand it, you know, and he will definitely be missed by me, you know, the people around me. I'm getting this phone is going off, text, you know, emails, voice messages. I mean, just the whole nine. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to try to you know, carry on his legacy and just continue to do the things that he, you know, wanted us to do as individuals.
VFL Carl Pickens joins us here on the Eric Haynes Show. You won two SEC championships your first 2 years at Tennessee, but when you were being recruited out of Murphy, North Carolina, they're in the midst of the 0-5 start or the 0-6 start, and then finishing with the 5 straight wins. What was that message coming into your freshman year of, hey, that's not us, we're going to build something? And then how did Coach Majors and the staff accomplish that with you guys?
Well, Coach Majors, he didn't come to see me play football. He came, when he came, I was playing basketball. It was during basketball season.
Yep.
And he watched me play basketball. And he just talked about the receiver tradition. You know, he had mentioned, you know, Stanley Morgan, you know, Tim McGee, Joey Klingscales, Anthony Miller, you know, all the guys, Willie Gault, you know, those guys that were before me. And he felt like, he said, hey, you know, I think you can be on this same level. And, you know, at that time, I was seriously considering South Carolina. Actually, had just gotten back from a visit there the week prior. And liked the campus, I liked it down there. And then, you know, Coach Majors comes in and just the feeling I had for him. My parents enjoyed being around him. They had a good feel for him. And then, you know, on top of that, Keepy Brown came a couple of weeks later, and I was sold, man. And it worked out. You know, he didn't talk too much about the 0-5, and he just talked about the tradition, you know, being a ball receiver, you know, carrying on the tradition and, you know, the attention to detail that these receivers deal with. And, you know, he talked about Willie Gault, Tim McGee, you know, all the big names guys that had already been there and done that. And he just felt like I could carry on that tradition, and I bought it. And, you know, luckily for me and fortunate for me, it worked out.
I don't know if I'd say luckily. I mean, your catch radius was stupid. You could catch balls that were nowhere near you. I mean, it would have been great to play with you. I'm sitting here listening to you mention these guys off, and it sparked a conversation for us another day, Brian. The best decade of Tennessee wide receivers. Who do you pick? 70s, 80s, 90s? Because I'm leaning 80s. Carl, I know where you're partial on that one, but I got a funny story for you, Carl.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, I just got a picture. This is Wednesday. I just got a picture on Monday. Alvin Harper sent me a picture of myself, him, Anthony Miller, Vince Moore, and Lee Wood. It was during the picture day. He just sent that to me on Monday, and then I sent it to a few people, and it's like, yep, wide receiver you, that's us.
Bunch of ballers in that picture.
Bunch of ballers. Yeah. So we had a good time. I mean, it was great. I mean, that's we put our stamp on it while we were there.
You know, Carl, we used to the quarterbacks always kind of do their own thing, you know, during some of the drills and some of the periods. We're a different breed, and one of the things we used to do, we would do pooch punts and try to pin the ball down there and see how good we could do the pooch punts. And then we would do a little one-on-one jump ball, try to, you know, back shoulder fades and try to toe tap. And we were pretending we were athletes when there was no one covering us. And we had a walk-on who's an NFL coach now and has gone on to do great things, Jim Bob Cooter, and he wore number 15. And any time he would jump up and make a catch and toe tap in the corner, he would yell Pickens.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. I tell you, what we didn't realize it at the time, man. We just wanted to play and just have a good time. And now, you know, we look back on it, we hear these stories and wide receiver you, and it's just amazing because we didn't realize it at that time that we were in that situation. We were just still in that competitive mode to where we just want to play and go out and win and, you know, make plays and do good things. So looking back on it now, I mean, you know, I got this picture, like I said, from Alvin, and then Vince Moore sends it, and then, you know, Lee comments on it. So it was just one of those periods of times that, you know, I know for me, I'll never forget.
But, you know, and when you look back at that time, obviously – you don't necessarily, they're not involved in your every single day life, but your decisions that you make, hanging out, learning, wanting to better, you know, the passion, being genuine, all those things that we're talking about this morning, often that comes from the father figure that you get when you're on campus, which is your head football coach. And again, you know, we'd love to have you on every single day, but I text you this morning because, you know, we're remembering Johnny Majors, and you know, he's before all of our time on the field, but we've all learned what an amazing player he was. I mean, that had to. You know, Johnny Majors, I always thought the best coaches were guys that were okay at football because they couldn't just go out there and ball out. They weren't just better than everybody else. Throw it up, I'll catch it. You know, when you learn the details, then you can become someone like yourself. But usually it's guys like Dabo, guys like Nick Saban. You know, they're smaller, they're not as athletic. They had to have that intangible that made them great. Johnny Majors was a college football Hall of Fame player and turned out to be this kind of a coach. That's rare.
Yeah, and he wasn't shy about telling you that he was the runner-up for the Heisman, I think in 56, I think it was. So, you know, he was just that kind of guy. Very subtle, but, you know, bragged a little bit because he earned that right. Hey, I'm the runner-up, you know, from this Heisman. So you just took bits and pieces from him. Like I said, for me, Coach Majors got to know more about me than just a football player. We could relate to other things. And, again, just his presence. I mean, you know, you felt that being around, you know, Pat Summitt, when she would come to the cafeteria and when she would come to Gibbs is no longer there, but, you know, just the guys, football guys, just the respect. Yeah, just she would just to command the respect that, you know, these two individuals had. But Coach Majors, man, I'm telling you, I said it before, you know, I'm always, always going to be his biggest fan, always.
Carl Pickens, we thank you so much for your time this morning as we remember Coach Majors. There's nobody that did it better at the wide receiver position for a long time at Tennessee and on in the NFL, but appreciate your time this morning as we remember Coach Majors. Hope we can catch up with you again soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.